What if our most cherished belief, that technology represents progress, is actually our greatest delusion? Theodore Kaczynski's Anti-Tech Revolution delivers this uncomfortable proposition with mathematical precision and historical evidence. While his violent methods have been universally condemned, his analysis of technological society has gained unsettling validation as we witness accelerating climate change, surveillance capitalism, and artificial intelligence development. Even Silicon Valley executives have privately acknowledged the prescience of his warnings while publicly championing the very systems he critiques. As our devices grow smarter and our planet grows warmer, Kaczynski's central question becomes increasingly difficult to dismiss. Is our technological civilization fundamentally unsustainable by its very nature? We cannot predict, let alone control, the long-term development of technological society. This isn't philosophical pessimism, but mathematical reality. The Green Revolution, initially celebrated as humanity's triumph over hunger, later led Punjab farmers to lament that it ruined our soil, our environment, our water table. Similarly, the Atoms for Peace program failed to prevent nuclear proliferation while creating unsolved radioactive waste problems. Our technological interventions produce unintended consequences because calculating rational outcomes for even a single national economy would require manipulating approximately 60 trillion simultaneous equations. Even with immense computing power, the butterfly effect makes prediction futile, as chaotic systems require exponentially greater precision in initial data to extend predictive range. New technologies trigger cascading interactions that defy prediction. Even Moore's law, accurately tracking computing power growth for decades, is merely an observed trend with unknown duration and unpredictable societal impacts. If we can't predict weather beyond a few days, how can we possibly predict the vastly more complex interactions of technology, society, and environment? Within our complex society, natural selection creates self-preserving systems that compete for power and resources with little concern for long-term consequences. These systems, corporations, political movements, corruption networks, evolve like organisms, adapting to exploit every niche and circumvent regulation. Natural selection favors those pursuing short-term advantage. Organizations prioritizing immediate power over environmental concerns gain competitive edge. Today's extinction event differs fundamentally from previous ones. Past extinctions resulted from blind forces, like the asteroid that killed dinosaurs, while today's stems from countless intelligent, self-propagating systems pursuing short-term advantage. Mining operations poison waterways forever. Petroleum extraction penetrates deeper with techniques like fracking. Even green energy proves destructive. Wind farms kill raptors. Solar installations destroy desert habitats. The chilling aspect is this process's inevitability. Humans aren't inherently evil. The competitive dynamics of technological systems drive this destruction. As communication technology has globalized, these competitive systems now span the entire planet without geographical limits. Despite decades of environmental awareness, our ecological footprint continues to grow exponentially rather than shrink. Have you noticed how technology enthusiasts' dreams about immortality and technological utopia resemble religious fantasies more than rational predictions? When humans become useless to the technological system, self-propagating systems will eliminate them, if not abruptly, then gradually, to minimize rebellion risk. As machines surpass humans in specialized intelligence needed for technical decisions, people will become obsolete. Even man-machine hybrids will only retain human components as long as they remain useful. Eventually, human emotions like love and compassion will be purged as competitive disadvantages. Their belief system functions as a quasi-religious phenomenon, technionity, with all the earmarks of an apocalyptic cult, a cataclysmic event, the singularity, followed by techno-utopia, with the techies as the elect destined for eternal life. These beliefs likely reflect their anxieties about technology's future rather than genuine confidence. What's particularly revealing is how technology enthusiasts respond to concerns about technological risks. Rather than addressing the fundamental problems of complexity and unpredictability, they propose solutions that actually compound these problems, like creating superintelligent machines to manage our complex systems. Isn't this like trying to cure alcohol poisoning with more alcohol? If technological society is headed toward catastrophe, what practical steps can be taken? Four fundamental postulates must guide any effective revolutionary movement. 1. Societal change requires clear, concrete goals. 2. Mere advocacy rarely produces lasting behavioral changes except in small minorities. 3. Radical movements attract people with loosely related goals, potentially diluting the original mission. 4. Powerful radical movements eventually become corrupt after their original leaders die. These yield 5 critical rules. 1. Select a single, clear objective that will produce desired change. 2. Ensure the objective creates irreversible consequences. 3. Commit a dedicated minority to achieving the objective beyond mere advocacy. 4. Exclude unsuitable persons to prevent mission drift. 5. Act quickly once sufficient power is gained. History confirms these principles. Early feminists succeeded when they shifted from vague equality goals to women's suffrage in the 1870s. The Irish independence movement prevailed by maintaining their clear goal of separation from Britain. Vague utopian schemes invariably fail. This approach focuses on the practical mechanics of creating lasting social change rather than idealistic fantasies about changing human nature. Doesn't history teach us that effective movements require strategic clarity rather than moral purity? Kaczynski's most alarming warning concerns geoengineering, technological interventions to control Earth's climate that may prove more dangerous than nuclear weapons. The dangers are multi-layered. Environmental meddling inevitably creates unforeseen consequences requiring further intervention, creating a deepening problem cycle. Natural processes that have maintained Earth's life-supporting climate for millions of years would cease functioning once humans take control, making our climate dependent on technological civilization. Once climate becomes managed, maintaining these systems becomes essential for survival, making the technological system virtually immune to challenge. This creates a technological straitjacket, where society becomes locked in to maintaining increasingly complex systems because failure would mean catastrophe. The irony is that geoengineering, often proposed as a solution to technology-caused environmental problems, would likely create an even more precarious technological dependency, a terminal stage where maintaining complex systems becomes necessary for basic survival. Aren't we already seeing this dependency as our food, water, and energy systems become increasingly reliant on complex infrastructure that few understand and none can live without? We face an uncomfortable choice. Either accept our technological civilization's path to self-destruction or commit to radical transformation of our relationship with technology. No middle, sustainable path exists. Competitive dynamics of self-propagating systems make such compromises impossible. If complex technological systems are fundamentally unpredictable, natural selection favors short-term advantage, and technology continuously creates new risks, then technological society's eventual self-destruction becomes difficult to refute. Consider AI, genetic engineering, and nuclear technology, each offering tremendous benefits while introducing existential risks we barely comprehend. Technological progress is self-reinforcing. Each advancement creates dependencies, making reversal increasingly difficult. social media's transformation of communication, automation's impact on labor markets, and surveillance technology's erosion of privacy show how deeply embedded these systems become. Whether one agrees with Kaczynski's prescription, completely dismantling technological society, his diagnosis of civilization's fundamental contradictions demands serious consideration. In our world of accelerating technological change and environmental degradation, his warning that we cannot control the forces we've unleashed may be our era's most important message. What will you choose? To believe in the myth of technological progress or confront the possibility our most sophisticated creations may ultimately be our undoing?